Malka. Good morning.
Morning.
Do you want me to bring the handout for the Hebrew class?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, I didn't get to. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry, all right. Okay. All righty. Okay.
Pesach Sameach, happy Passover, happy Pesach.
Thank you, same to you. I'm going to mute.
Okay. We'll give it another minute before we start. So we will begin. The handout is found on the Days of Nisan landing page, which we've described in all of the previous morning sessions. It's on the Unique Astrological Times link. Scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the link above it is the Days of Nisan. When you open that up, scroll down to the 14th day of Nisan, which is the burning of the Chametz. This morning we will actually burn the Chametz that we found last night. Be careful. If your community has a local location for the burning, do it there with your community. If not, you will need a large metal dish or pot. I suggest an old pot that you're going to be ready to throw away. You need a match and some barbecue lighting fluid. Also a fire extinguisher, just in case. Yes, it is true that no harm can come from doing a mitzvah. The statement is true if the mitzvah is done in a complete way with all of the proper kavanah. You may not do it with its complete structure, with all of the kavanah, with all of the proper actions. And therefore, it's always safer to be careful and be prepared. So have your extinguisher handy in case you find it, that you need it. Place your bag of chametz into the large pot. Do this outside on your driveway or your patio. Make sure that you have the fire extinguisher close by. Light the fire and watch the chametz burn all the way. Relight the fire as necessary. Hopefully, that is not necessary. It is important to see all of the chametz go up in smoke, because that smoke represents your offering, just as the ola offering during temple times, the burnt offering. Now say the following. say it both in Hebrew and in English, but the language that you are most comfortable with, most familiar with its meaning, say it three times. Koch amira decha birshuti dila chazite udla bearte lev til vel vilevai ke afra diara. All leaven and anything leaven that is in my possession, which I have neither seen nor removed, and about which I am unaware, shall be considered nullified, cancelled, destroyed, abandoned as the dust of the earth. Koch amira decha birshuti dila chasite udla bearte lev til v'levai hefker de'afra de'ara. Now scan and meditate on the holy names. Do not say these names, any holy name, unless you're going to do it letter by letter. And then say this verse three times. Lo yareu v'lo hachitu v'chol harkachi ki mala haaretz da'at et Hashem kamayim kayam mekasim. They will neither injure nor destroy in all of my sacred mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem as water covering the seabed. Lo yareu v'lo hachitu v'chol harkachi ki mala haaretz Mehui Milui Elohim Da'at Et Hashem Kya Kamayim Kayam Mekasim. Now we're going to make our connection to the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 14th day of Nisan. And we will also make the connection to those who left on the 15th day to strengthen our connection during the Seder. Rabbi Avraham Yaffin, the Rosh Yeshiva Novardok. Rabbi Asher Yeshaya of Rokshich, he is the son of Rabbi Eliezer Lipman. It is the birth date of Maimonides, Rabbi Moses ben Maimon. It's the birthday of the Maharal of Prague, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezalel Low. Tzadikim, he left the 15th day. Yitzhak Avinu, Yitzhak, who is a metaphor for the soul after the correction, after the Mashiach, utilized that connection of his name and his essence during the Seder to connect to the redemption that will take place after the Mashiach and the resurrection of the dead. Yehudu ben Yaakov Avinu, the original Nasi, the original prince of the tribe of Yehuda. Iyov, from the book of Job. The original, what shall I say, the sacrificial lamb? Rabbi Yonah ben Rabbi Yeshaya Tumim. And from roughly another half hour, do not eat of any chametz after that hour. I would recommend not eating any more. But if you did not plan for that, eat whatever chametz you're planning to have for breakfast or an early lunch in the next half hour. Does anyone have any questions? It's a short class today, but truly very powerful. I wish everyone a Chag Sameach, a happy Passover. I remind you that we count the Yomer individually with the consciousness of the community, Motzit Shabbat, tomorrow night. But that's during the second Seder or right after the second Seder. Make that first connection. And then we will do it as a community starting Sunday night at 7 p.m. West Coast time. Monday morning at 7 a.m., we will read the Torah portion for the Pesach Chol Hamoed, day one. And every night during our 7 p.m. classes, we will count the Omer. Again, Chag Sameach. I hope everyone has a truly wonderful Passover. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Chag Sameach.
Shalom Chag Sameach. Happy Passover to you.
To all.
Thank you.